For we ourselves have heard him and know that this is indeed the Savior of the world. Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. These are the words of today's Holy Gospel. And the Church gives us today these beautiful readings on eternal life. In the first reading from the book of Numbers, we see the old adage that what is concealed in the old is revealed in the new. What is concealed in the old? Here we see the water that the Jews moan about and grumble about. They have no water. So they petition Moses and Aaron to get water for them and the cattle. And Moses and Aaron go into the tent, and the Lord tells them to strike the rock, and then the water will come. Strike the rock once. Moses and Aaron do. They speak to the rock and strike it twice, and the water gushes out, all the water that is needed for the people and for the animals. Truly a great miracle. And the water is very important because it symbolizes the eternal water of baptism that we will all have and be baptized for eternal life. And we also see how it symbols many other things. The fathers tell us that the rock is Christ, and the waters come forth, the eternal waters well up from Christ. And the rod is the cross of Christ. Only when the rock is struck with the rod will the water gush out. So only when Jesus Christ suffers on the cross will the waters empty out into the world, as we know when the spear like the lance pierces his side, water and blood come out, signifying the sacraments of baptism and the Holy Eucharist. So we see a wonderful teaching here. What is concealed in the old, the waters of everlasting life. And then we come to today's gospel, truly a magnificent passage, well worth meditating and thinking about, one of the most beautiful, in my opinion, in the whole gospel. Here is the Samaritan woman coming to the well. Jesus is sitting in the well. As one commentator mentioned, Jesus has been waiting for her. From all eternity, he knew that he was going to meet this woman at the well. And he was making sure, of course, that he would be there to meet her and to talk to her. And what a wonderful discussion we have. Jesus tells her when they have the discussion about water, that he was thirsty. And she says, how can you come here without anything to fetch the water? It's the well is deep, and so on. And Jesus reminds her that if she wishes, she can have the waters of everlasting life. And she wants those waters. Yes, I would like those waters. And then she goes, the Lord tells her to go and fetch your husband. And she says, I have no husband. And then Jesus tells her that you have had five husbands, and the man you have is not your husband. And of course, she realizes that Jesus is a prophet. She has confessed her sins, as it were. She has requested the waters of everlasting life. She wants the waters of everlasting life. Give me the water so that I may not drink here again. And then she has her sins forgiven. She confesses that she has had five husbands, and the man she has now is not her husband. So this is a wonderful teaching about the belief of the Samaritan woman who comes to Jesus unknowingly, of course, and just asks for water, and Jesus gives her the water of everlasting life. It's a wonderful teaching. And an interesting contrast to the Jews. When Jesus was speaking about the promise of the Eucharist, he told them that he was the living bread that had come down from heaven, and whoever eats of this bread shall live forever. And the bread he gave is my flesh for the life of the world. They didn't believe him. They walked away. Now here we have a Gentile woman, a Samaritan, an idolatrous woman. and she believes. She's so humble and so docile. And then what does she do when Jesus tells her he'll give her this everlasting water? She goes back to her town to tell everybody, I have met the prophet who's told me everything I have done. And they all come out. And the whole town believes, not just because what the woman says, but because they see and they hear Jesus himself. And Jesus stayed there 2 days. As you know, in other places, he's always in a rush to go here and there because he has many people and towns to go to see. But here he spends 2 days with these Samaritans. How blessed they were, and how great, how wonderful they were to believe. What great faith. What great faith for the Samaritan woman and for all those. No wonder Jesus says, the harvest is already ripe, ripe for the harvest. And he tells his disciples that they have not sown, but they will reap. They will reap the harvest. And so we can say the same for us. We will reap the harvest if we go out and evangelize and tell the people about Jesus Christ. Only he has the living waters of baptism and the living bread of eternal life with the Eucharist. No other church has these wonderful sacraments. Where else are they going to get the forgiveness of their sins like the Samaritan woman, except from Jesus? Only he can forgive sins and his church. He, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Only Jesus Christ. So we rejoice today in these wonderful scriptures. We rejoice with the Samaritans, and especially with the Samaritan woman, who later on, tradition tells us, would give her life. She is in the Roman Martyrology. Her name is Saint Photina. Saint Photina, Photina. Saint Photina. She had several children, and they also were martyrs for the faith. What a glorious meeting this was for the Samaritan woman and for the people of this area, an encounter with the living God, Jesus Christ, and how docile they were, and they were converted. So we hope and pray that people would convert now, as Our Lady said at Fatima, because there are many souls who will be in danger of losing their lives for all eternity, because they have not taken of the living waters of Jesus Christ. They do not believe. So we need to pray and sacrifice for them. And then they will have the waters of everlasting life and rejoice with all those who have believed, all the Samaritans and Saint Photina in heaven for all eternity. May the Lord bless you.